I had the privilege several years ago of going to the country of Haiti to help build a church, and really I was ministered to by the people of that nation. Even though I felt like I was going as a missionary, I ended up being the one who was ministered to. And as you go across Haiti, and as I was traveling across Port-au-Prince, they have these very colorful and brightly decorated trucks. Just small pickup trucks with a camper on them, with benches in them, with a back open, and they call them top-top trucks. And these top-top trucks, these vehicles, would carry people, and people would sit in them, and they would just run up and down the main thoroughfare there. And when it was time to get off, they would bang on the side, top-top, and the guy would stop, and they would pay him a couple of good or whatever was the fare for however long they had gone, and that was their form of public transportation. A lot of these were decorated with scripture verses. Haiti has a reputation of being a place of spiritual darkness, but a great percentage of the population are genuine Christians. And so you see a lot of scripture verses around, and I saw this one scripture verse as I was going across Port-au-Prince for that first time, and it was Romans 8:31. Well, I said to myself, I know what that is. That is, all things work together for the good of those who love God and are the called according to his purpose. But then I began thinking, no, that's Romans 8:28. And I just couldn't think of that. Just couldn't think of it. You know, the Haitians are people who live in extreme poverty, are under terrible oppression of their government. Just imagine a city of 3 million people, where there's no water, there's no sewer, there's no electricity, there's no police force of any kind. I mean, there is a police force, but it's minimal, with UN troops running around with their blue helmets and machine guns. I couldn't wait to get back and look that up because I didn't have a Bible with me and I didn't talk to anyone about it. So I got back and looked up Romans 8:31. If God be for us, who can be against us? Listen to this passage of scripture from the Apostle Paul, Romans 8:29 through 39. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Moreover, those he did predestine, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemns? It is Christ that died, yes, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor heights, nor depths, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
O Lord God,
I pray. I know that you knew my name before the foundation of the world, and you love me. What a wonderful thought that is in my mind. How I cherish that. How it gives me significance in this world. In the vastness of the universe, I'm not a speck, but I am a person known of the Creator God and called according to His purpose. I thank you, O Lord, for that. I'm not wise enough to know everything about that, but this I know. You love me, and I love you, and I'm so grateful and thankful to you that you saved me and called me out of the darkness into the light, and you predestined me to be conformed to the image of your own dear Son, my brother, that he may be the firstborn among many brothers and many sisters. So, what can I say to these things? God, if you're for me, who can be against me? You did not spare your own Son, but you gave him up for me, that I might be your adopted son. So I say with the Apostle Paul, shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword separate me from you? No, Lord, as it is written, for your sake we are killed all the day long. If you are for us, if you are for me, who can be against me? Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.